And Emily's going to bring our Bible reading to us this morning. Those of you who want to, there's Bibles around with Matthew chapter 7, which is page 972. And Emily's going to read us what it says in those verses. So Matthew chapter 7, verses 24-27.
The wise and the foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching.
Brilliant, thank you. Well, we're going to spend just a little bit of time thinking about that story together, and I'm going to just help us to see, I hope, what it was that Jesus taught. He's just been speaking for a long time, famous sermon called the Sermon on the Mount. And at the end of it, he said, there's two reactions you can have to my teaching, to what I say. And he talked about two men who were building a house. Now, he said, first of all, there was a man who found some rock. And perhaps he was digging in the ground, digging down, and he found somewhere nice and firm and hard to start building his house. Now, I've got some bricks in here. And he started on the rock, building his house. What do you think of his house? It's colourful, isn't it? Here it comes. And it's pink. So he built his house on the rock. But there was another man who was perhaps just alongside him, and he didn't want to spend all that time digging down to find the rock and then digging into the rock or chipping away at the rock to make it flat and level. Now he saw that just along from... Oh dear, careful. Attacked by a shark. Just along from the rock, there was some sand. And he thought, well, sand is... Who likes building... Oh, no. Well, come and sit down the bottom, otherwise we might all fall down. And that would be a disaster. There we go. Right, come and sit on the floor. Come and sit on the floor. There we go. Now, who likes building sandcastles? Anybody? Brilliant. Well, the man just along thought, I know what, I'll get some sand, like this sand here. And he thought, yeah, this sand is quite good, isn't it? Because it's quite quick to make it nice and level. Come back down the steps. Otherwise the shark will get you. This seemed like a great idea earlier. Now, is this going to work?
Yes, it will.
Now, the man... Now, we've got to not touch this, I think that's the rule. The man on the other side, he said... Well, digging into rock, that's like hard work. I'm going to instead find some sand. Because you can make the sand all flat and level, can't you, with sand? It moves easily. And he thought, that's perfect. I'll build my house on the sand. So that's what he did. He used exactly the same bricks. He was just along the road from where the man building on the rock was. And he started building his house on the sand. and up his house went. And it looked very, very similar to the man who'd built his house on the rock. What do you think? Do you think they're the same? They are, aren't they? Now, they were both really pleased with their houses. They enjoyed living in their houses. They were able to sit in the garden and look back and admire their houses. But then one day, the clouds started to gather, a bit like they did this morning. And after the clouds had gathered, well, then the wind began to blow. Can you blow the wind? Not too strong, just in case. And then the rain started to come down. Now, who knows what rain is like? A storm, thunder and lightning. Well, I've got a little bit of rain in here. Who'd like some rain on them? Anybody? No? But you're all sharks and fish. Well, these two men quickly packed up from being in their gardens. They went back inside, and then the rain started to come down. Down came the rain. Down came the rain. Down came the rain. Down came the rain. No. Did you see that? Now, what's happened to the one on the rock, unlike earlier? It is. That's absolutely right. So this one over here, don't touch it, just in case. It's not that strong. But it's built on rock, which means it was stable, but the sand just got washed away by the wind and the rain, and the house went crash. Well, why did Jesus tell this story? Just up on the screen, I've got two things that he said as he told this story. Why was he saying this? He said, essentially, there's two reactions to people who hear my words, what I say. There's those who listen to what I say, I think on the next slide, who hear these words of mine and put them into action. And then there are those who hear these words of mine and don't put them into action. And he said they're like two different people. One of them wise, the one who built his house on the rock and it stays firm. And one of them foolish, the one who built his house on the sand and it fell crash. Now, with both these men, with what they built, they both faced the storm, didn't they? They both had water coming their way. But what made the difference was where they were built, what they were built on. And Jesus says, we'll all face storms. And we often use that picture language for things we face in life that are hard or difficult. We'll all face that. The question is, will we have somewhere firm to stay in the storm? Or will everything come crashing down? And Jesus' offer is, if you listen to what I say and put my words into practice, then everything doesn't have to come crashing down in the storm. The illness you face, the job difficulty you face, the difficulty in your family that you face, there's somewhere safe that you can be if you listen to my words and put them into action. And that's great news, isn't it? That's why we gather as Christians in church on Sunday to sing, to celebrate what Jesus teaches us. And he says even the biggest storm we face, death itself, we can be safe. And he'll bring us through that into life. They're the words of Jesus for us today. And the question is, are we wise or foolish? Will we listen to Jesus' words and put them into action? Or will we listen and then forget them and walk away? Our prayer for all of you this morning is that you'd want to know more and want to listen more to what Jesus has to say. Not based on what you think already, but based on what he actually says and what's written down for us in the Bible. Well, we're going to say a prayer and before we sing our last song this morning. So let's be quiet for a moment and we'll say a prayer together before we sing our final song. Let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you for the words of Jesus. We thank you that you offer us safety in the storms that we face in life. You offer us security, a rock, a safe place. when things are hard, when things are difficult, even in the face of death, we thank you for the hope that we can have in Jesus. We pray for anyone in the room at the moment who's facing a hard time at the moment. We pray that they would find security in you. And Father, we pray for those in our church family that haven't been able to come this morning because they're unwell. We think especially of Lynn West and of Ken. We pray your blessing on them. We thank you for bringing Lynn through at a time of real difficulty. We pray that she will continue to get better. And Father, for others in our church family suffering in different ways, we pray that you'd help them to hold on to the words of Jesus, that they might feel safe amidst the storm. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.